Number 11 is in your left shoe.
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas. Let's visit with the fellows at the Gum Springs Gas Emporium.
What's Leon doing, Sam?
Well, I ain't sure, Jesse. Some woman at the library told Leon if he could improve his reading, that'd improve his preaching.
Well, now, that's the truth. Good preaching requires a lot of reading, but I can't figure out.
Well, let's listen to him. Let's see what he's doing in there.
Well, let me see now. To get to one, I count my thumb.
What?
And for two, count my thumb again. No.
Now, has this got something to do with reading, Jesse?
Well, nothing that I can see, Sam, but, you know, reading is about like magic.
Well, that's the truth.
Now, after two, my longest finger, almost got that cut off at the sawmill. I wouldn't be able to count like this. And one more makes four, and pinky makes it. Pinky? Well, I'll be doggone.
Sam, I can't see how this is going to improve Leon's preaching none, but it sure is going to help his concentration.
He's staying with it, ain't he?
My other thumb makes six, and number seven's my pointer. Well, doggone, I got a pointer. And my other long finger makes eight, and the two that's left makes ten. Now, let me see. To get to 20, I untie my left shoe.
My cow, Leon, you just can't count on... You're counting on your fingers and toes. That ain't going to make you a better preacher.
I think Jesse's right, Leon. I don't believe that's going to help you none.
Well, sure will, Sam. That woman down there at the library said...
I don't believe that woman knows about preaching, Leon.
Can I use that book, Leon? I mean, it ain't going to help you none.
Leon, did that woman actually tell you to practice counting on your fingers and toes?
Well, no, not me. I told her I was getting that book for Rosa Sharon.
Rosa Sharon?
Did you tell her Rosa Sharon's 24 years old?
No, you don't have to show no birth certificate to get them reading books.
Well, now, I want to see that book, Leon. It sounds pretty interesting to me.
Ain't no shortcut to improving your reading. You just got to practice reading.
Well, reading makes me sleepy.
Well, I can't help that. You just got to learn to stay awake and read.
Leon, you could read with your head in the icebox. The light's good, and the cold would keep you awake.
No, that wouldn't work. You'd run your light bill way up, and you'd always have your mind on food.
Yeah, I would, Mercy. I believe you're right.
Now, where's them zero bars I hid in here yesterday?
What'd you say, Sam?
All this talk's made me hungry. We got any Twinkies left?